Amen. I have been studying Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and my thought has been on really First Corinthians chapter 15 and 2nd Corinthians chapter 4, and I want to read a little bit of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 kind of as a backdrop of what I want to say, which comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about the resurrection of Christ. And we talk about the resurrection on Easter Sunday, and that's pretty much it. But the resurrection is central to our faith. And Paul says it in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. It says, "Now if Christ be preached, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say you among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raises not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins." Amen. Then I want to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, skip down to verse number 8 in 2 Corinthians. We're going to sort of skip around in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Then skip down to verse 14. "Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you." And then verse 16. "For which cause we faint not, because though our outer man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day." Amen. Amen. I want to talk for the next little while from the subject, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Paul talks in this fourth chapter, talks about we are troubled on every side. Everywhere you go, there's trouble. Trouble in our homes, trouble in our schools, trouble in Washington, God knows, trouble in Trenton, trouble in our city houses. Everywhere we go, there's trouble. Troubled on every side. We have personal troubles. We have physical trouble. We have emotional troubles. We have psychological trouble. We cannot escape trouble. Yet, Paul was acquainted with trouble. Paul was beaten and shipwrecked and imprisoned. The minute he gave his life to Christ, seems like he was in more trouble than he's ever been in his life. And some of you can testify, as soon as you gave your life to Christ, seemed like trouble came from nowhere. But you cannot allow trouble to rob you of your joy. Paul says, trouble on every side, yet I am not distressed. Perplexed, but I'm not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We live in a time now where the outer man perishes. The outer woman perishes. In verse 16, it says, but though the outer person perish, yet the inner person is renewed day by day. That translation really means the outer person, because of the trouble we go through, life takes its toll upon us. I don't care who you are, life will take its toll upon you. Out of nowhere, trouble comes. You're doing fine, and the next thing you know, you go to the doctor and you got a major problem on your hand. I know in our congregation here, we have people that gives me some sense of joy. We have people who seem to be managing trouble very well. I know people in here who have lost their sight, and I'm sure when you lose your sight, it's life taking its toll upon you. But look at somebody and say, don't lose heart. Just because, you know, you've lost your sight, and just because you've lost your job, and in this congregation, there are several, many, many people who've lost their job. I was talking to a woman not long ago. She told me that she had a good job. She was making over $100,000 a year. She lost her job, and now she is almost at the end of her rope. I had no job to give her. All I can say is, don't lose heart. Because when you lose heart, you're finished. Do I have a witness? When you lose heart, then you have no future. Life has a way of just taking its toll upon us. And it's not just old people either. Young people, young students, maybe you got the wrong teacher. Sometimes it's not all you. Sometimes you just have the wrong teacher. Don't like you from day one. I've had one or two of those in my life. And no matter what you do, they wouldn't give you the benefit of a doubt. And so you struggle hard and you manage to squeeze through with a C. And your mom and your dad goes crazy because you got a C. Don't lose heart. There's another teacher around the corner. You just hold on and one day you can come through. Then there are parents. Parents. When you work hard and you sacrifice for your kids and you want the best for them, and they go away to college and start acting crazy. Don't lose heart. Because just because they had one bad semester doesn't mean they're going to have a bad life. Fact of the matter is, many of us, you know, once you get 60, you forget that you had a few bad semesters. But don't lose heart. That's the message of the church. People come here every single day looking for help, and all we can give them is hope. Isn't that better than help? Because if you don't have hope, you will lose heart. And when you lose heart, you lose your way. Paul says, though life takes its toll upon you, though trouble comes on every hand, I want you to know that there was a time when it looked like Christ was finished. It looks like that the devil had won. But they took my Lord and they put him on a cross and they crucified him and they buried him. It looked like hope was lost. But early on Sunday morning, he rose from the grave. And because he rose, you can rise too. No matter what the world throws at you, you hold to God's unchanging hand. And he's able to raise us up. Do I have a witness in the house? He's able to raise us up. This text says that though the outer person perishes, I've known some people, and you have too. I've known some people that's been through so much, you wonder how in the world they're standing. You know anybody like that? Oh, they've been through so much. As soon as one problem is fixed, there's another problem. I heard somebody today talking about they lost their sister and they lost this one. And then they came up, I think their grandson has MS, and they've been through so much. And for many of us, we wouldn't be able to stand. But my word to you today is, whatever you are going through, I want you to know, don't you lose heart. Don't you turn your back on Christ. You hold to God's unchanging. If he brought you to it, he can bring you through it. Do I have a witness? And don't you give up on God. God is able. I say he's able to do everything exceedingly well. Paul says, though this outer man, you know, you can go to the gym and you can, I've seen a whole lot of good looking dead folk. I'm just telling you, they went to the gym. Just because you go to the gym don't mean you ain't going to die. Though the outward stuff is looking good, you better take some time to work on the inward stuff. You better take some time to get your soul right. You better take some time to get your heart right. You got to renew your soul every now and then. Paul says, though this outward person perish, and though stuff happens on the outward man, the inner man and the inner woman needs to be renewed daily. How? Let me ask you a question. How do you renew your soul? I know how you renew your outer person. I know you go to the gym and you lift and you run. We just had a track in here a few minutes ago. He was renewing it. I know how you work on the out, but how do you work on the internal person? That's what I want to talk about. Because the whole idea is if you and I are not careful, we will let life rob us of our joy. Stuff can happen. Look at somebody and say, stuff happens. Can have a PhD and stuff still happens. You can have money in the bank and stuff still happens. And you got to know how to handle stuff when stuff happens. And so you better get your inside right so that you can hold on and not lose heart. You know, you in love with somebody and he walks out on you or she walks out on you. You better know how not to lose heart. You better understand that wasn't the right one for you. God's got somebody better for you somewhere. Just because that didn't work out. You know, women sometimes say, well, yeah, Reverend, it's just me and Jesus. I'm happy with Jesus alone. And I'd be saying, oh, please. The right one comes along, you'll be singing a new song in a heartbeat. People who've gone through bad relationship after relationship, and I have a word for you: don't lose heart. And there's some people, there are parents who've had some bad situations with their kids. My word to you is: don't lose heart. And there's some people who had some bad physical situations, and they had one medical condition after another medical condition. And my word to you is, don't lose heart. And there's some people who've lost their jobs and almost lost their mind. And my word to you is, don't lose heart. And you just trust in the Lord. And another thing I want you to get is, I want you to stop looking back all the time and look ahead. And trust God and know that God's got something in store for you. And know that God can bring you out and God can give you a new song in your life. Look to the future. God is a God of the future. God is working something out in your life right now. sometimes when you look to the future, that means you got to let some of your negative friends alone. There's some people in your life, in my life, all they want to do is tell you about yesterday. I'm familiar with my yesterdays. I'm looking for a new thing. Anybody? I'm looking for God to do something new and something extraordinary. I'm believing God. What I need, you can't do for me. I need God to work a miracle in my life. Don't lose heart. People come for benevolent help here. Sometimes we can give them a few bucks to help them through a week. But a week is good, but they need some help forever. And all we can do is say, what you're going through, I understand, I hear you, and I pray for you, but I want you to know, I want you to lift up your head. I don't want you to lose heart. Here, take some tissues. Wipe those tears from your eyes. God is working it out. I don't know how he's going to work it out, but I don't you lose heart. Don't you quit on God. Don't you throw in the towel on God. You just trust in God, and God, there's a miracle on the way. Do I have a witness in the house? Says, though this outer person is decreasing, this inward person is renewed day by day. Now, some of us, the reason we're not getting ahead, some of us only want to renew this inner person about once every 6 months. We don't pray, we don't read the Bible, we don't go to church, we don't even have any religious music. We don't do nothing to renew the inner person and just complain with God because ain't nothing happened. Look at somebody and say, you got to do something too. You want to renew the inner person? You gotta work. Look at somebody and say, work your program. And don't expect somebody else to work your program. It's you too lazy to work your own program. Don't expect God to do for you what you can do for yourself. Reading an article in USA Today the other day about who speaks for Black America. Talking about Cornel West and some of these other folk. They were pretty hard on Barack Obama. But I don't necessarily know who speaks for Black America, but I know one thing. We got to speak for ourselves. We can't allow white folk to speak for us. They've been doing that too long. Do I have a witness in the house? I know it might be Barack. It might be Cornell. It might be Sharpton. It might be Jackson. But I know one thing. I'm not going to let anybody else speak for me. I'm going to tell my... We need to tell our own story. Don't lose heart. And then the reason that I don't lose heart. It's because Christ was raised. Because when the world thought that they had, taken God's best and killed it and crushed it, God resurrected out of ashes and out of nothing. God raised his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, which is to say nothing is impossible for God, and that God can handle all of our shortcomings and all of our weaknesses. And if we will just trust in his son, Jesus Christ, you don't have to lose heart just because your child act a fool for a little while. Pray for him or her. You don't have to lose heart just because somebody walked out on you. Trust God. The Lord will make a way somehow. You don't have to just quit. Now, I know somebody sitting out there saying, Rev, that sounds good. But how long do I have to wait before God moves You know how long I've been unemployed? Unemployed. You know I'm lost my job and I lost my house. You know, I bought this condo, I bought this house, and then, you know, some of you said, well, I ain't lose it yet, but you know, it was when two years ago they told me it was worth $500,000 and they're telling me that the price is going down, and I was counting on my house. I'm telling my story right now. I was counting on my house when I retired that I could sell it and I'd have enough money to live. And it's looking mighty bleak. And it's every time I read the newspaper, it's going down, 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 down. Only thing I can say is don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. I'm not ready to retire yet. Don't lose heart. I mean, it's a few more years yet. The Lord can do a whole lot of things in the next 6 or 7 years. Don't lose heart. Don't you start worrying about what might happen 10 years from now. Deal with what you got to deal with right now. Don't lose heart. That's the message of the church. You know, I love Barack Obama, but presidents come, presidents go. Governors come. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Governors go. I hope you cannot detect my politics. But the Lord reigns. The Lord is sovereign. It's not the governor's world. It's not the president's world. It's the Lord's world. And he can work it out. Help me preach this, will you please? Just turn to somebody and just look him in the eye and say, don't lose heart. Now turn to the other side because they may not like you. So don't lose heart. Tell them, I don't know what you're going through. I know it's been a long time. I know you want the storm to be over, but don't you lose heart. They used to sing that song, the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. I don't know how long it's going to take. I've been in the storm too long, but the storm is passing over. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you lose heart. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's able to carry you through. Do I have a witness? He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a friend to the friendless. He is my all and my all.